The Avatar films are about these ideas, but they're at a very thematic level. They don't teach you what to do. To learn what to do, you've got to jump on the website, go to Global Green. They'll show you what to do. I mean, that's what Matt Peterson and his team are doing all day long, is trying to figure out how to show the public what to do to make a difference right now, today. So maybe Avatar makes you feel like you have to do something. You feel it in your heart, but it doesn't tell you what to do. That's where organizations like Global Green are so critical.
Does the decadence of Hollywood and the awards season jar with this theme, with the message you're trying to get through?
Well, I think so. I mean, you see this kind of glitz and glitter, but you know what? We all want to have the fantasy. We all want to have the exoticism. It's how we live our daily lives that's really important. And all those Hollywood people on the red carpet, most of them don't live like that every day. And a lot of them are quite socially responsible. So, let's have our fun, but let's remember that we've got a planet to save. It's really not about saving the planet. The planet will still be here. The question is, what kind of lives are our children and our grandchildren going to have?
Very quickly, can I just ask you, all eyes are on Colin and the King's speech.
Let's not talk about the Oscars. We're here to talk about something so much more important than
you've
the Oscars.
You've won an Oscar. Who do you want to see win? What would you say to Colin
Firth
really
in
the King's speech?
I really think that's not that critical to what we're talking about right here.
You don't want to talk about that at all.
What do you, in your personal life, in your private life, what do you do for environment?
We do as much as we can. My wife has founded a green school, and so it's about it, the educational component for the kids. The way we live our lives within our family, the way I direct my energies, whether it's making a movie like Avatar, doing documentaries, contributing to nonprofit organizations, founding my own nonprofit organization, which will be done with profits from future Avatar movies. I say people should be doing whatever they can do right now in any way that they can think of.
But like separate the trash and something like that? So
look, all of those things, we all know what we're supposed to do with recycling and all that. That's the most important. If I had to tell people the most important thing to do right now, don't go home and separate your bottles and your cans and think you're saving the world. Go home, get online, find out the facts about climate change, and then the next time you hear some crap coming over talk radio or on Fox TV, you'll know the truth. You'll know the answers. Don't get your science from demagogues. Get your science from scientists.
Is it up to celebrities or is it up to Barack Obama?
Sorry?
Is it up to celebrities or is it up to Barack Obama?
It's definitely not up to our so-called leaders, because they only react in fear based on the polls and what they think we want to hear so that they'll get reelected. It's up to us. It's up to us as the citizens to become educated, to take action, and to vote wisely, to vote green.
Do you think it's hard to involve the Hollywood industry in this kind of cause?
No, not at all. I mean, Hollywood historically has stepped up to the major challenges that this nation has faced. Look at World War II. They went to war. Jimmy Stewart, quit his job as a Hollywood movie star and went to fight. John Ford quit his job as one of the top Hollywood directors and went to work for the Army in the European theater. So Hollywood has always had a sense of social responsibility, and I think you're going to see them come to the fore and really be good spokespeople and good sort of thought leaders for what needs to happen.